Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes podcast. I'm joined by Dave Jolly and we're going to look over the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup, which is the feature race of Saturday's racing at Cheltenham. Dave, there's 13 declared for this 2x5 contest. It's probably not the strongest field we've had in recent years, would you agree?
Yeah, certainly. I think the recent weather's probably affected the field quite badly. But we've still got 13 declared, so I'm sure it'll be an interesting race.
Okay, yeah, the market's led by Cad du Burlet. He's bidden become the first horse since Exotic Dancer to do the Paddy Power Gold Cup, December Gold Cup double. Rightful favourite in your eyes?
Yeah, I think so, as you rightly say. It would be the fourth horse to sort of achieve that double. When you look at the statistics, you've got Paul Nicholls trained 3 out of the last 5 winners. It's a Nicholls trained horse. It's going for it. It was fairly impressive last time out. Perhaps it's a bit short in the market, but the rightful favourite.
Yeah, as Dave says, Paul Nicholls got a very good record in this race. In the last 10 years, he's had a horse placed or won in 8 of those races. So he's a man to follow in this. Before the Paddy Power Gold Cup, I remember Sam Twiston Davis saying that he wasn't sure whether the horse would go on the soft ground. Better ground to suit, he could go well, but probably a bit short for my liking. Behind that, we've got Barra Killer at 5-1. Dave, there's been a bit of money for this, hasn't there?
Yes, by far the best backed horse for the race. Obviously, it ran about the 8th of November. It hadn't been sort of out about a year before that was the last time it was seen. There was lots of money for it on its run in November. I think it went off 9-2 favourite from memory. Obviously, it'll be fitter for that run, and we're expecting a big run, and the money says that should be the case.
Yeah, and Evan Williams putting in a strong word for it in the Racing Post this morning, so he could be one to watch. The thing that might be against him and the one that's next in the market, No Buts, is the fact that no horse has won this on their first visit to Cheltenham in the last 19 years. No Buts is 7-1 in the market. He's probably not done a lot wrong. Soft ground might have been better for him.
Yeah, I think it might be, but there is a warning of maybe some rain this evening, so there is a chance that if the ground softens up, he definitely comes more into play. Nice winner last time out, as you say, not done a lot wrong. Still fairly sort of unexposed. If we get any rain at all, I think he's certainly one that the price could shorten on.
Is there anything a bigger price that you would take a punt on, Dave?
I think there's a couple of interesting ones. At a glance, is not much of a bigger price, but at a glance, the Malcolm Jefferson 8-year-old. Probably the peak of his career was back in 2012 when he won the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap at the Cheltenham Festival. Was unlucky last year. I think he finished second. I think he was slightly impeded, went to a stewards. They all survived it. So I think, you know, there's some good-looking runs in that horse. He was due to run in the Paddy Power, was pulled out because of the going. If the going doesn't get too soft, I think that could be a danger. As far as big outsiders go, Splash of Ginge, the Twist and Davis horse, is definitely running better company, has been aimed at much higher races. It'd be interesting to see how that runs. Workbench, right down the bottom of the prices. The Dan Skelton trained horse, ridden by his brother Harry. I think Dan had 2 horses in there. This is the one they've plumped for, so it'd be interesting to see how that runs. Nice weight, around about 10 stone 7. So,
yeah, one I want a quick mention for. I'm a bit of a sucker for an each way bet. Edgardo Sol. He was second in the behind Wishful Thinking in the old Rowan chase at Aintree at the start of the season. That formed pretty strong. Wishful Thinking going on to win the Peterborough, and Alexandra was behind him that day, going on to win well at Cheltenham at the Open meeting. He's had plenty of strong runs at Cheltenham. The better ground will suit. He was 8th in the Paddy Power. I think that might be worth an each way interest in what does look an open race. We're looking forward to the action here at Ladbrokes. And remember, for all Channel 4 racing, if you back a winner at 4-1 or bigger, we'll give you a free bet up to £25.